orientation or gender identity. The attack was halted when a patron grabbed the handgun, a handgun from Aldrich, hit him with it, and pinned him down until police arrived minutes later. Wow, I mean, such heroism in such a disaster. So there you go. Hate crimes additional to the murder charges, as discussed, Gertie.
Dominic, we obviously checked in Waukesha. I know you're broadcasting from WAUK 540 AM in the Waukesha studios, downtown Waukesha, acknowledging a vigil going on there 1 year since the tragedy of the Waukesha parade. But Dom, a few more local headlines, and while there's still time before our good friend Scott Ross joins us in the happy hour, and I guarantee you, I'm going to feel a little happier. I might crack a little drink here, Dom, and celebrate the glorious victory of Doug LaFollette, Secretary of State. Dom, election denier Amy Loudenbeck has acknowledged and conceded her loss to Doug LaFollette, the venerable Doug, our friend. Now, Secretary of State Doug LaFollette for like the 22nd consecutive time.
A spokesman for State Rep Amy Loudenbeck said she would not seek a recount in the tight race. Quote, obviously, the general election did not turn out the way we hoped it would. Unofficial results show LaFollette won by 7,660 votes, a margin of 0.3%. Loudenbeck's campaign previously said she was awaiting the results of the official canvass, which concluded on Monday. Another quote, the feeling of disappointment is real, but so is the gratitude I have for the thousands of Wisconsinites who supported me in this campaign for Secretary of State. I have no regrets on how we ran our campaign or how hard we worked. LaFollette declared victory last Thursday, but Loudenbeck did not concede at that point. So she waited till the canvass was done, and now it's the case. LaFollette, 82 years old, was first elected as Secretary of State in 1974, and served a single term before mounting an unsuccessful challenge for lieutenant governor, won the race in 82 for Secretary of State, and has served continuously in the position since then.
Dominic, when Doug first became Secretary of State, I was still watching Sesame Street. I know. You know, not with the kids or the, you know, perhaps future cruddy grandkids, but, you know, for realsies, for myself, still learning the ABCs. And the 1, 2, 3s, Dom.
So, you know, what do you think? Do you think this whole BS on election fraud and stop the steal, all this stuff is diminishing? I mean, certainly, maybe not Kerry Lake in Arizona, but everywhere else seems to be kind of going as it should.
Well, you know, because normally after an election, somebody wins, somebody loses, they count the votes, and people move on, and people govern, right? Until Donald Trump, it mostly worked that way. The reason we're not seeing a lot of that, you know, stolen, rigged, is because the races weren't even close in most cases. The Trump endorsed, the election deniers, Dom, they're so Trumpy, they're so MAGA, the vast majority of general election candidates couldn't garner enough support. Look at Tim Michaels. Tim Michaels was the Trump endorsed gubernatorial Republican candidate, yeah, here, right? Yeah. Well, it wasn't that close. Now, if Ron Johnson had lost by 27,000 votes, we'd be doing recounts and talking about rigged elections. Dom, I feel quite confident.
When you pay the attorney a retainer, you got to use them at some point, right? Otherwise, it's just what? Hush money?
I guess it could be construed as such. Dominic, Charlie Sykes, until, you know, boo, I guess 4 or 5 years ago, you know, the opportunistic Charlie Sykes, now with the Bulwark and some radio outlet, not in Milwaukee, said a bevy of potential Republican presidential candidates stood up to challenge Donald Trump over the weekend. An anti-Trump conservative, Charlie Sykes, said there was something different this time.
Ooh.
Do you think does it feel different, Dom? Republicans with their own White House aspirations made clear over at this weekend's Republican Jewish Coalition Conference the party should move on from former president who announced his 2024 campaign last week. And Sykes told MSNBC's Morning Joe that Trump's gambit had failed to pay off. Don't tell CJ. Here's what Charlie said. Donald Trump did not sweep the field by preemptively getting into the race. Nobody backed away if, in fact, he did have an iron grip on the party. And he is still the dominant force of the party. You would have thought that other candidates would have backed away from a direct challenge. Dominic, they didn't. However, Sykes said Republicans haven't turned the page just yet. So the other candidates, they sense weakness, but the base, they still love them some Trump, Dom. Here is what Charlie said. Listening to my good friend Paul Ryan, and I wish he would have said these things a long time ago. You'll notice he's confining himself to saying that Trump is a loser. I think this is important that Republicans, I think they're, this is a significant development. Republicans are now saying we need to turn the page. We need to move on. He will lose for us, and maybe that will hit with primary voters. But then he was asked the question, what if Donald Trump became the president again? What would that mean? And he's not willing to say Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States. He is unwilling to say that it's not just a matter of winning and losing, but that this is a man who lacks the character to be president of the United States, that he does pose an existential threat to our democratic order. So I wonder whether or not it's necessary that Republicans notice he's a loser, but I wonder whether it's sufficient, because if you're going to continue to say he was a great president and I was proud to work with him, it's all about losing. I'm not sure that's going to be enough to dethrone Donald Trump. Do you get the point there, Dom? It's not just that he's a loser, which he is. It's that Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy. You know, it's not just time to turn the page. It's time to scorch earth the former. At least that'd be my opinion. But
well, I mean, you know, it's,
I kind of like
thing,
to see him on the ballot.
He's definitely a loser. And the good news is if he divides the Republican Party, as he seems to do, the Republican Party's in disarray, he'll never get close to the halls of power once again. And so, therefore, he can be as crazy as he wants, but if he bangs his head against the cell wall, they'll just give him a padded cell wall.
Yeah, but Merrick Garland could have brought those indictments with or without special counsel.
Oh, now your boy Alvin Bragg in New York, Curdy.
Oh, now he gets courageous.
I told you, man. He's waiting for someone else to do the lifting. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Our pal Scott Ross going to join us at the top of the Happier Happy Hour. Plus your calls, 844-967-2789. Stick around.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love?
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, three wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote.
There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized. But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54. So it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out DevilRadio927.com. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever! And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show rolling into the happier Monday happy hour. Dom, as mentioned earlier, Crudy on the road, Amory, beautiful Minneapolis Outmarket. Welcome to our KTNF 950 AM listeners. Welcome to our Lake Air 1260 AM listeners. And Dom, welcome to our fine guest for the hour. He is Scott Ross. He's a Twitter firebrand and a friend of ours. Scott, now that Trump's back on Twitter, man, do you feel like you have a new purpose in life?
I feel like I blocked him. I don't want to see his stuff. I blocked him. I actually blocked Elon Musk too. I don't want to see his stuff either. So I'm choosing to resign in disgust rather than quit, I suppose.
Now, did they block you before you blocked them, Scott?
No. There's usually the people who block me, it's interesting, like at least people I know, noteworthy people I know who block me on Twitter are all like Republican members of the media, like George Stanley, the editor in chief of the Journal Sentinel. He blocked me in One Wisconsin Now when I used to work there long, long ago. And some of the other clowns. Chachi blocks me. But he blocks everybody. I got that Travis Tritt block when, he was doing that, when he was blocking everybody. Meghan McCain, who's you may have heard her father was John McCain. You may have heard her mention that one or 2 million times. Who else? Oh, some of these, couple of the clowns from the New York Times. Anyhow, who cares about that? What's happening? We have a new day dawning here in Wisconsin. Thank goodness.
You know, Scott Ross, I feel like I'm running for something, man. I'm traveling all 72 of Wisconsin's counties apparently this month. But we think it's very important. I don't know if you saw this during the elective cycle. The New York Times ran an article about Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson had gone running to right-wing talk radio for 96 hours this year.
Yep.
Over 300 mm-hmm. interviews, Scott. And yep. And we as Democrats wonder why it is that through the long course of an elective cycle, we always just seemingly sometimes come up a little bit short. And I would theorize, Scott, it might be because we don't have the same messaging platform. Well, I'd like to think that's changing, Scott. But when you look around at the outcome of the last election, the midterms, what do you see changing about the state of Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, I think you make a great point. Like, the Democrats are completely and totally outgunned when it comes to the noise machine, the echo chamber, the opportunities to disseminate message that the Republicans have. And, the clowns on white nationalist radio throughout Milwaukee can literally say whatever they want. They can bring on Republicans. The mainstream media then will dutifully respond to comments that they make in these atmospheres in which it's not journalism. It's a right winger lobbing softballs at a right winger so that they get out their talking points. You know, I mean, I'll say this about you guys, like you actually do ask questions and don't just take the company line and have challenged. I believe me on, more than one occasion as to the, forcing me to defend my viewpoint. You're not just like an echo chamber. But I, you know, I think that we are, you know, that's one vehicle in which we're outgunned on. I think Democrats, I'm saying Democrats are outgunned in that aspect. I think we're also outgunned because our people are less aggressive about trying to counter the Republicans in these different vehicles. You know, Hate Radio in Milwaukee, like, I mean, I don't know how many times I reached out to Charlie Sykes's producer and to his station manager and to, you know, the head of whatever that radio network was, what, you know, at Journal Communications, saying this guy's on the radio trashing me. I want to be on to defend myself. I want to be on to challenge that. And they responded that, you know, I remember the one guy responded, I still have the email, where he said, you know, he's not going to tell any journalist like Charlie Sykes who they have to have on their show, you know. And Clan O'Donnell over on that other, you know, Lavern radio station is no different in terms of their cowardice. They'll attack, but they won't have people on. I mean, you guys always used to have Ron Johnson on. I don't know, does he still come on your show?
We don't let him on anymore, man. We had a little falling out a while back, but I appreciate that, Scott. And yeah, we do try to have the conversation. I take the old adage, man. If you're sitting next to each other having a drink in a bar, and you give me a line of BS, I'm going to challenge you on it. Or not you, but you know, whoever it may be. I mean, that you got to have some, you know, credibility. You got to get a baseline for conversation, and that's what we certainly try to do. And all voices are welcome, all thoughts are welcome. But if they suck, we're going to call you out on it.
With regards, yes, men are boring.
You're right, you know. Man. The election, lot of money. I know you took some umbrage, Scott Ross, with what the finder's fee that the Ulines and some of the big Hendricks, the big donors of Ron Johnson, gave when he gave them a $250 million tax break. Scott, what's your impression on how much money, number one, is impacting elections generally, but this specific deal with Ron Johnson, Ulines, and the Hendricks, what are your thoughts there, man, and how that affected this election?
Yeah, I mean, for years and years, we tried to do things, you know, like McCain-Feingold or whatever, you know, and pretend that that was going to somehow help. But, you know, like Jeff Goldblum said in the original, you know, in the original Jurassic Park, life finds a way and money finds a way. No matter how you try and curtail it, it's going, and it's like squeezing a balloon. It's going to pop out another end. And the thing, I think the challenge that you have is that Citizens United basically, and that was the decision, of course, that allowed 501c4s to do direct advocacy. That's the essential of, you know, One Wisconsin Now was a 501c4. And we, prior to, you know, not that we ever like told you how to vote, but we could have after that. We chose not to, in protest of what the Supreme Court was doing. Plus, you know, what was the point? Like, I there is enough Democrats I dislike. I don't want to, you know, it didn't make any sense for the purposes of our organization. We were advocating for progressive advocacy, for progressive policies and ideas and values. And so what Citizens United did in changing the law so that 501c4s could do direct advocacy is it basically undid the balance of campaign finance laws in the state of Wisconsin. Because what happened is that, you know, or I'm sorry, across the country, because like corporate donations in Wisconsin are prohibited. There are campaign finance limits and everything has to be disclosed. And Citizens United removed all of those things. So somebody like, you know, Diane Hendricks, the wealthiest woman in Wisconsin, can write a check to a 501c4 organization and they can just spend whatever they want. We don't know it. You know, it happens that they gave it to a super PAC because it was federal spending, which has different rules, you know, than state spending. But that's, you know, I mean, it's obscene. Let's say the numbers. Over the course of the Trump tax cuts, the Ulines and Diane Hendricks stand to make $500 million, $500 million over the life of the tax cuts. What you reference is what they've gotten already.
Yes.
Okay. Ron Johnson specifically publicly extorted Trump to have the kinds of companies that Uline, Hendricks, and Ron Johnson operates, pass-throughs, be eligible for an enormous tax break that every financial analyst will tell you top to bottom is something that rich people do, not poor people, not the middle class. These companies are run by rich people and owned by rich people. And so he publicly extorted this tax break for them. Trump, you know, said, oh, yeah, sure. Paul Ryan says we can do this. Hell yeah. You know, Paul Ryan, who's from like the same, you know, neighborhood as Diane Hendricks. And as a result, they basically wrote, at least as far as we know so far, $30 million in campaign finance spending for the effort against Mandela Barnes and on behalf of Ron Johnson. And he, and that was actually the gap between the two, you know, in terms of the spending. But the idea that you could give somebody a tax break and they could turn around and basically underwrite your campaign is obscenity. I mean, it is obscene. And so,
Scott, let me jump in here for just a moment.
Yeah, please,
Ben
shut
Wickler,
me up.
The Democratic Party has gotten quite good at raising gobs of money also, let's call it from Hollywood, from moneyed interest. Scott, how is that any different when Ben Wickler's raising $100 million or when a super PAC's doing it? And I realize different federal and state campaign finance laws, but it's direct corporate giving to a party, is it not?
Now, the corporate giving to the party is different. There is a segregated account that there are only certain things that you can spend. You can only give $12,000 as a corporation to the party. And let's just say, remember, all these changes that allow this were made by Scott Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature. The Democrats, you know, complained about. But I don't blame the Democrats for trying to compete and, you know, superseding the Republicans when it came to that. But it's individual money that you're talking about that's going, you know, Dom, that, or Mike, that's going to the actual, to the Democratic Party. There is, again, a very small segment, $12,000 per corporation you can get. And that only has specific uses that it can be. It can't be to put television ads up saying vote for, you know, vote for Tony Evers or anything like that. And I think there are the finance laws are even stricter for federal candidates, which is why when we were complaining about the DCCC and House Majority PAC leaving Brad Path in Western Wisconsin high and dry, that it, it wasn't the party's fault.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scott Ross, our pal, Firebrand, he's a Gemini, Mr. Ethics. You got a few more minutes for us on the other side of the short break?
Sure.
Absolutely. I want to get into that conversation in a little bit more detail. The Brad Path, whose fault was it? Was it anybody's fault? Did the DCCC not step up enough? Did Ben Wickler do the right things? You do the right things, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. That is Scott Ross, our pal. Going to stick around for just a little bit more. You can join us on the phones as well. Happy Monday to us all. The politics, they never stop. 844-967-2789. We will be right back. Is it ever gonna be enough? Is it ever gonna be enough? Is it ever gonna be enough? The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Is that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows dip down to about 19 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 24. Mainly clear skies Wednesday with a high of 46. 48, chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll get to you in just a bit at 844-967-2789. Our pal, Scott Ross, he's a firebrand. He's on Twitter, and he is also known as Mr. Ethics and a friend of the Devil's Advocates. Scott, thanks for sticking around, man. This Brad Path, man, I mean, it was... And for a guy like Van Orden to become a congressman is just so offensive to me. And I want to get your sense. And we've had this conversation, but I always love your take, Scott. That's why you're here, man. DCCC versus Ben Wickler and the national Dems, the local Dems. You know, Brad, you know, putting up a great fight, coming so close. Man, what could have been? Scott, what's your sense? Who do you blame on that one?
Okay, so I've been here since I moved here in 1997, so I'm a newcomer. And I have consistently seen, when it comes to House races in the state of Wisconsin, Democrats get left behind by the National Democratic contingency, DCCC, the House Majority PAC. You know, I mean, they're not even putting up fights against guys like, you know, Brian Stile and Gallagher, because they're considered to be, you know, in quote unquote safe seats, which is ridiculous, especially the way the first was redrawn. But when it came to the Brad Path versus Van Orden race, the malpractice, you know, I mean, any Democrat who donates to the DCCC who's from Wisconsin is a moron at this point, because they have never delivered for us. And this one is so offensive. You know, Derek Van Orden was at the terrorist insurrection. He was on the main grounds. He lied about it. He was, you know, he bragged in a book about sexually harassing women when he was in the military. He is on probation for trying to take a gun onto a plane. He attacked a teenage LGBTQ woman out in Western Wisconsin. And then I don't know if you guys know the story. He was in a library. And so he proceeded to then check out every LGBTQ book because they so offended him. He didn't want anybody to have access to it. And then on top of it, I'm forgetting one of the things, but these are all the things for this guy. Like, he's just wholly unfit. He refused to debate Brad Path.
Right.
You know, he was a chicken on top of it. And the idea that this is a seat that was held by Ron Kind for 26 years. You know, I used to work for Ron. Like, way back, you know, many, many, many years ago, after he was fully established as a member of Congress, but not vulnerable, so anything I did wouldn't get him thrown out of office, right?
Very important.
You know, and Brad worked for him. And the thing about it is, you had this terrorist insurrectionist up against... Brad wasn't some guy who just fell off the turnip truck. He's a former aide to Kind. He was a former Obama appointee for agriculture. He's a state senator currently. And the idea that the DCCC and the House Majority PAC reneged on the commitment for $2 million in television in a race that was lost by a hair. It's just, you know, and the thing that's so upsetting about it is, you didn't have to have some sort of nuanced policy debate over whose healthcare plan was better. You had a terrorist insurrectionist. And we were actually out there, and I helped film some ads, you know, that Brad put up. We got we had these guys, three Vietnam veterans and a guy from Desert Storm. And like, we asked them their reaction to when they saw that Derek Van Orden was at the terrorist insurrection, that he's running for Congress. They wanted to tear his head off. You know, one guy said something that I can't even repeat on air. you know, and I, you know, the idea, he was just there. He had to be one of the most vulnerable members. And it was a seat that Democrats held for 26 years. And they left Brad and they left Wisconsin high and dry. And I don't think that should ever be forgotten about it. And I know Mark Pocan was frustrated as hell about that. And he articulated, there was a story in the Journal Sentinel where both Mark and Congress, Congressional Representative Gwen Moore out of Milwaukee were both like, this is garbage. Ron Kind was angry about it. And then I got to pop off. So that was fun because, like, nobody's paying my bills out of the DCCC, and they failed us. They completely and totally failed us, you know, and I hate to see a Democrat lose, especially in a tight race, but, you know, the head of the DCCC, Sean Maloney, actually lost his race in New York City. Yeah. And there's some of us who, like, you know, unless that's the deciding vote, you know, for keeping the House majority, good riddance, you know? But that's a thing, like, And it gets back to the first thing that you were talking about, Mike, which is we've got, you know, Democrats have to have accountability towards these clowns. And that is using aspects like the radio, because every community doesn't have a newspaper anymore, you know, but every county has a radio station. Everybody who turns on their radio dial can hear something, and providing that, you know, accountability, not 3 weeks before the election when you just throw up a bunch of ads, but throughout the year, throughout the 2 year cycle, yeah, is something that Democrats are utterly and completely failing on. And I only say that because I had skin in the game, because at One Wisconsin Now, we did accountability and we found stuff out about Republicans who were violating our values. And we got that into the press because it is important, because people who vote tend to be older. And those people still get their news from radio, from television, and from newspapers. And so leaving that cheddar on the table and not, you know, not put something in there because you can't buy it, you know, you got to get your people on the air. You got to get those contrasts made. You got to show the difference between them and us.
That Scott, hasn't I don't want to interrupt this fine conversation, but I got a few more questions. Our fine guest, Scott Ross, for a few more minutes. Scott, a two-parter to close out the segment. Gerrymandering. Does the state Supreme Court, and if we can just get someone who's not a conservative elected, could that change the outcome? And second part, citizen referendum. Scott, is it time in the state of Wisconsin for we the people to go lobby, because this intransigent governance of gerrymandered Republicans against a Democratic governor means nobody's satisfied? Could we go lobby both sides for citizen referendums, binding sorts? Your thoughts, Scott Ross.
Okay, I'll take the first part first. The first part first is, yes, I believe that the maps are so clearly unconstitutional that they will, that if we get a progressive court majority, that will be overturned. On your second thing, I'm a little more scared than you are, you know, because referendum costs money. And, you know, that scares me about whether or not, given all the might that business has and the Republicans have, would Democrats be able to compete? That's not to say I don't think it's not a bad idea, because, like, this government is completely and totally unresponsive to us, the legislature. But if we change the maps, that might change it too. So I'll hold it out. I'll hold out. You got some points, Mike.
Scott Ross, our pal, thank you so much once again, man. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's so glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you.
brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Happier Monday Happy Hour. Always happy when Scott Ross comes around.
Yeah.
Our sometimes Twitter offensive friend. Always ethical, Scott Ross. He's a friend of ours. Thanks, Scott. Dom, I got both of my feet right now in Polk County. I'm in Amory, Wisconsin. Up here, you know, trying to change hearts and minds. Make sure our facility is ready so we can roll out the 1260 AM WXCE. We've been on the air, Dom, but, you know, you really can't claim a community until you got your troops on the ground, boots on the ground in this.
Until you run a bar tab at the local tavern, you're really not part of the community.
Oh, I've done that all weekend. I'm not sure if it's all business expense, but I might.
You know, it is, you know, now.
That's for the accountant to figure out, Dom. You know, something we didn't reference before the weekend, I'd like to get out here, but first, $6.6 billion budget surplus in the state of Wisconsin. It's amazing when a Democrat's in command. We've got massive surpluses under the last guy. What was Scott Walker's problem?
Well, you know, he claimed he solved a $3.6 billion budget deficit, Crudy, but you and I both know that's not true.
Well, in what was his biggest remedy for what ailed the state of Wisconsin? It was Foxconn. How'd that work out for us? I mean, seriously, how was Foxconn?
Who? Did we? What?
Yeah, Foxconn. They don't.
The eighth wonder of the world? Yeah.
A $4.5 billion boonswoggle. And I know the state hasn't actually expended all of that, but, you know, just the lost aspirational outcome, Dom. It was a joke. What else did Scott Walker do? Well, he never legalized marijuana. We know that cost us at least 10,000 jobs, about $200 million a year. But he also blocked the building of a casino, which would have created about 10,000 permanent jobs, a lot of tax revenue to the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, they had offered to help replace the necessity of public financing for the Milwaukee Bucks. That cost us about $250 million, all because
the failed former Republican governor Scotty Wanker wanted to run for president, and like 400 people in Iowa had written him a letter. Please don't extend more parimutuel gambling, because, you know, Adelson, he'll write you a big check. But Tom, what was Scott Walker's big promise? Create a lot of jobs,
yes.
Right?
Oh, 200,000 jobs? Yes, 200,000 jobs.
Maybe it's 200. Did it matter? He didn't do it over two times.
Whatever it was, he broke that promise.
He broke that promise. Do you see what the BLS numbers were for last year, Dom, here in the state of Wisconsin?
No, tell me.
58,800 non-farm jobs created and 54,600 private sector jobs year over year. And last year, a year ago at this time, I'm not saying the pandemic was fully over, but I mean, we weren't in lockdown mode a year ago at this time, Dom. We were not. We were beyond the pandemic effectively.
Yes, that's correct.
So the data shows that Wisconsin's unemployment rate is 3.3%, and the labor participation rate is 65.3%. Now, compare that with the national average, Dom, low 62s. So Wisconsin, almost 4%, if you round up, 4% greater than the national on labor participation rate. So, you know, we're pretty damn close to fully employed here in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
And here was what I would point out. What would Scott Walker solve? A manufacturer tax credit. Manufacturer and agricultural tax credit.
Yes.
I believe. Massive industries. You know, think of these industrialists. Let's call them, I don't know, these Ron Johnson Family Trust. And they get to claim their manufacturers, and they set themselves up under Wisconsin tax law for a 0.3% tax liability. 0.3%, not 3%,
0.3%,
which would still be astronomically low for a very profitable corporation. They're at 0.3%. You know, that's what your buddy Ron Johnson benefits from, the newly reelected self-serving senator from the state of Wisconsin.
And I want to pay a 0.3% tax rate, too.
Well, you got to have a special designation. You got to be Republican friendly, and you got to be what? A manufacturer agricultural interest. But as we've pointed out many times, Dom, what was the benefit? Well, they said, well, look at how many jobs we didn't lose, right? A disprovable thing. Right. You can't quantify that. Right. Statistically,
a measure you can't prove or disprove.
I feel like we kept a lot of jobs because of my grandiose tax giveaway to rich manufacturers. That was the Scott Walker solve for everything, a tax cut for the rich. Well, you know, I haven't always loved Governor Tony Evers, recently reelected, you know. But here's what I will say, Dom, is I've been out here in the communities. You know, like I said, I feel like I'm touching 72 counties all around the state of Wisconsin. But as I go to the main streets, little hometowns, guess what? Main streets are thriving in this state, Dom. There are a lot of new businesses that came out of the pandemic. People that quit their jobs and said, you know what? I'll do it myself. And with a $10,000 Main Street incentive grant, I forget exactly what they call it, the bounce back grant, $100 million has been invested all around the state of Wisconsin in startups, in brand new businesses. Are some going to fail? Hell yeah, they will. But the manufacturing interest over all of the manufacturer tax breaks, the hundreds and billions of dollars that we as a state have failed to collect from the richest manufacturing interest in the state, has failed to create jobs. And Tony Evers, through this specific policy, putting 10 grand in the hands of little businesses, Dom, I'm telling you what, man, it has gotten very hard to find a little vacant storefront in hometown Wisconsin right now. I like the business on Main Street, Dom. Guess what? So do a lot of other small businesses, and they have not only been inspired by this $10,000 grant, they have taken a big risk, because being an entrepreneur, that's a scary thing. It's a lot scarier than cashing a paycheck. But there are so many Wisconsinites that have done that. In Amory, where I'm sitting right now, they have had 35 applicants for that $10,000 grant, and over 31 have been accepted That is $310,000 poured in to the main street of a town of 2,200, Dom. And you know what? Good luck finding real estate on Main Street in Amory.
Right. That's excellent. 844-967-2789. It's great to hear that. And the investment, quote unquote, the lack of revenue received through this manufacturing agribusiness tax credit, not only was it not something that created the jobs they said was going to create, but it also blew the budget. What they said was going to be $100 to $200 million, and it'll be like $350 million. It was way over budget. And what did the Republicans do to address that?
Man, nothing.
Nothing. Too bad. It's okay. We won't worry about that. It is stunning. That's a great point, Crudy, and a great perspective. I appreciate that. 844-967-2789.
It's playing out all across the state, Dom. That is the clearest thing I'm seeing is vibrant Main Streets, little hometown businesses being invested in by the government of the state of Wisconsin. Kudos to Tony Evers and his administration.
Heath from Madison, Wisconsin, you are up. Thank you for calling, Heath. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call and correct you for a minute.
All right, thank you, Heath. Good to hear from you. go ahead, man.
You must be Dom. You couldn't be corrected, Crudy. What's the correction do, sir? What did we get wrong?
You forgot. You didn't do anything wrong. You just forgot something. I want to pile on here on Walker. The $65 million, remember, we didn't get when he canceled the already paid for high-speed rail lines.
Yes.
And the rails that would have been fixed. Yeah, you know, I mean.
Well, correct you, sir. It was $900 million that he said no to, and then he put the taxpayers on the hook for the Talgo settlement, which was over $50 million, because Scott Walker said we, the taxpayers, couldn't afford ongoing cost of maintenance of approximately $2 million a year. He blew more than that not buying the Talgo cars.
That's right, Crudy. Heath, what do you say about that?
Yeah, well, you know, and right, and I think that's the 65 I was talking about. So so I guess we're 15 years into the 35 years it would have taken to pay off the $2 million a year.
Right.
Scott Walker screwed up 15 years ago. Thanks.
Heath, not only that, here's what still plays out in this part of the state. I'm in Amory, Wisconsin, outmarket Minneapolis, but a very rural part of the state. Broadband. There was a federal investment offered in broadband. In 2010, Scott Walker gave it back. Scott Walker said, we don't want your Obama money, and refused to take and make investment in broadband. But when you get in rural Wisconsin, they got to listen to the radio, man, because you can't stream it.
Yeah, this is the problem. I mean, you guys talk about it every day, but the every decision they make, Republicans, is about ideology and not about helping Wisconsinites. It's so clear with every single one of these things. So, yeah, thanks to you guys for what you do. But, you know, next time, you know, make sure you give Scott Walker both 16-inch guns, please.
All right.
I would need 2 hours each and every day to Scott Walker bash.
We used to do that, and then he got beat by Tony Evers, so we haven't really had to do that a whole lot, thankfully. But thank you for listening, Heath. Appreciate it, man.
Well, he wasn't a failed gubernatorial candidate until after he was a failed presidential candidate.
He was always a failed governor, whether or not he was a candidate.
But, Dom, I wonder when he's been getting paid by the Nazi youth organization, the Reagan youth, whatever they call themselves. And of course, I hope he's getting a piece of the Reagan
ranch
action, where he sells often from the Sansalito ranch, where he sells online.
Hey, man, the band's going to be signing CDs in the back. Pick up a shirt and hang out, man. That's how you do it.
But at some point, his contract runs out. What's Scott Walker's next ambition? I bet he's coming back. I bet he challenges Tony Evers again, or maybe, although the last time around he said he didn't want to be a senator, can you see Senator Wanker?
No.
Jamie Evers on the ballot in 2 years.
Absolutely not. Come on. I don't. Now, he probably has the ego to want to do that, but I don't think Scott Walker would leave the Young America. What is it? What's it called? The Young America's Foundation. As long as checks keep coming, man. And I don't know. Maybe they consider him. Maybe he's doing a good job. Maybe it's just a payoff. I don't know. But why would you leave that job with that check to go
ambition.
Do something?
You trade it all for just a little more.
Give it all away for just a little more. Give all our callers away for just a few more. 844-967-2789. I'm just kidding. Mark from Sussex, you are next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I just wanted to ask your colored guest there a question about to comment on the FTX. But first of all, where did he try to contact Charlie Seitz? Because Charlie hasn't been in the Milwaukee area for over 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. Scott Ross has long been a... He tried to contact him when he was at WTMJ, and he would pillar his outfit, One Wisconsin Now, and of course, he would seek equal time and wouldn't get it, because that's not how Charlie or right-wing talk radio works, sir.
5 or 6 years ago he's talking about?
We're talking right now, man. What do you got to say that's more current than that?
No, he said he tried contacting Charlie Seitz's radio station.
That's six years ago.
Yes, and the structure and the format today, of right-wing talk radio hasn't changed in 6 years, Mark.
So I wanted him to comment about the FTX crap that's going on and the millions and millions of dollars that have gone to the Democratic Party on that.
Well, he's not here, unfortunately, Mark, so how about you comment on it? What do you think?
I think it's just another typical huge rich liberal that's donating money to a campaign. And I'm not saying that Republicans don't do this, but at least I understand that both parties do this. He's calling all these guys cowards because they're throwing in money, this and that. And yet he will not even address the situation on the Democratic side.
Well, Mark, I think you and I should agree on this point. I think it's corrupting on both sides of the ledger. I probably vote for more Democrats than you would, sir, but I don't like to hear my Democrats are accepting grandiose donations through black and dark money groups. That's not good for democracy, sir.
Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Sick.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 19. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Temps above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
I knew that I wouldn't.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I don't mind when a guy seemingly disagrees with us, right? Mark from Sussex thinks he's calling us out. I don't like when tech billionaires, I don't like when crypto billionaires, I don't like when hardware or ABC supply billionaires have an outsized influence over the body politic when they can give. In the case, Scott Ross referenced the widow Hendricks, Diane Hendricks, ABC Supply Corporation, biggest self-made billionaire woman in the state of Wisconsin. She gave $9.4 million singular.